Yeah, Justin Scott, speakonanyrockandanyline.com. And last week we were going to the phones like we always do. And I don't know how the hell we got talking about this, but somebody had mentioned that they were like one of seven kids or something.
Yeah, I remember there was a story that was read about the family that had like 13 boys and they wanted a girl and they had another boy and just the odds are...
And we talked about, you know, the art of you keep trying. You know, you have a girl and then you say, well, we'll try for a boy. And then you get another girl and then, well, we'll try one more time. You get a... And so it was like, okay, two, three, four.
Five, six.
You hit five, you hit six, you start to go, seven, what the hell?
Eight.
For me, anyway, in my brain.
Ten.
Three or four, I can kind of go, right, I get it. Any more than I'm thinking four, my brain starts to go,
I don't know if I got enough love for all y'all. Like, I don't know if I got enough love. Like when
I'm
you look
saying,
at the Duggars,
I look at a family with more than any family out there that has more than four or five kids. Just know that I look at you and go, what's up?
What was the name of the crazy family that kept their kids all locked up inside and took them to Disney World five times a year and then made them
the
Mike Turpins. I mean, you didn't have enough love for all of them. You just didn't. Obviously. I feel like these days, you don't need to have that many kids. I get it, back in the day, they'd like succumb to, I don't know, the Bavarian rickets or the crimson flu or some other horrible disease modern medicine has snuffed out, and you needed that farmhand help. But these days, what's the deal with the big-ass family? My father is from a family of four. One sister, two brothers, and himself.
Yeah, it was my dad's from a large family, but I mean, like you said, back in the day it was different. I don't know what the hell went on, but like my grandmother was just popping out kids, and they were Irish, so a lot of them were like what they call Irish twins, just born within a year of each other, like so close. It was just nonstop. It was like
Seamus, let the stitches heal.
I don't know. I don't know if it was. I don't know. Like they didn't use protection, obviously, and they were just doing whatever the hell they. Who the hell knows how you end up with that many kids back in the day? But yeah, Michigan family, they had 13 sons, and they just welcomed their 14th son. All boys.
Wow.
14 effing boys.
That's a lot of kids. So I guess
too many kids.
Do you have that many kids? 410-338-1098. We want to talk to you. Are you from a massive family? Were your parents able to split?
Or are you currently creating a massive family?
Exactly. Are you in the process of cranking out another Turpin-like situation? 410-338-1098. Big-ass families. We did the story last week about the family that just kept having son after son after son after son, like it was a 0.02% chance that they would have another son, and then they had another son. And we began to talk about, you know, we are all from, you know, pretty normal-sized families. But you hear stories about these, about those Turpin psychos, about the Duggars on television, you know, 19 and counting. Even though I think a great program would be 19 and subtracting. How do you have enough love in your heart to be able to spread that out? How do you do it financially? You said right before the break, how do you... Like, Josh, let's look to your sister.
Logistically,
how does your beautiful sister wrangle that many children to just go anywhere? Because it's a pain in the ass for me to get three out the door.
Very impressive. I was there once, and when it's like Grand Central Station in the morning when she's sending them off to school. She's got eight kids, and she knows exactly what... I mean, it's total chaos, but she knows exactly who has to take this homework to school, what this person is doing.
Wow.
It's really mind-boggling. But, she always wanted lots of kids.
Like, what kind of vehicle do they have?
They have a minivan.
And they fit all of them in there?
Yeah, they do.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, logistically, once you start to get over, like, five, six, like, vehicles become an issue.
You can't
fit all these people.
I'm not sure if anybody here watches The Loud House with their little kid, but, yeah, the Loud House, you know, nine boys, one girl, wouldn't trade it for the world, however the hell the song goes. Yeah, they got to have some big minivan on there to pack them all into. You can't just do a a station wagon.
And that minivan does not smell nice.
Yeah,
it smells like vomit.
Mother,
it probably is vomit. 100% it is vomit. Yeah. That's why.
Well, imagine the bathroom, too.
The bathroom, the laundry.
Why do you think I don't like... there's one bathroom... There's one bathroom with a shower upstairs and one bathroom downstairs with a shower. I hate using the bathroom in that house.
Ugh. Because we know kids of those ages, let's just say their aim is suspect.
Yes.
Lord knows I've done some whiz mopping in my house. Because someone thinks the toilet is behind the toilet.
And you know what those teen boys are doing in there.
Not
those kids. Good kids in that household.
The more you think about it, anybody out there with more than however many kids, you're maniacs.
Ugh.
The hell... 410-338-1098. Defend yourself.
I cracked a blanket in half.
Let's go to the phones. 410-338-1098.
Oh, checking in from my neck of the woods. Larry from the Cape. What's up, Lair?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
How many you got, bud?
I don't. My wife was 13th of her mother's 13 kids.
Oh.
She's the youngest of 13?
Yes. And the kicker is she was born on a Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Her father was in the military, and she was born at Bethesda Naval at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
1,300 hours.
How many of her siblings does she even keep in contact with?
Most of them. Two of them didn't make it at an early age, but they're still,
That's like Justin was saying, back in the day, the odds were that they're not all going to make it through.
Yeah, a lot of them just aren't going to survive the winter. The elements they'll succumb to when they're living in that, thatch-roofed hut on the edge of civilization. Hey, is this Margarita Larry?
Yes, it is.
I love you, buddy. I love Margarita Larry. He bought me a margarita for my birthday. I love this guy. He's good people. Larry, thank you for calling, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
I'll be in there Thursday. Find me at about 1:30, okay?
Okay, I will.
Later, brother. There goes Margarita Larry. Love Margarita Larry. Let's go to Sam in Severna Park. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
Fine.
Doing good.
How many you got?
So it's a load... It's a loaded question, but so I'm one of five kids, but I'm also a triplet.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't count, though. You know what I mean?
That was an accident.
So what? They had two already, and then they were expecting one more, and they ended up getting three more?
No. So what happened was my parents had problems getting pregnant, so we were actually in vitro.
Yeah.
But the quick story. Was feeding all three.
Buddy, I gotta put you on hold.
Breaking up.
Sam, those are the longest stories that have the worst connections. Here's another good point.
I guess a woman writes in and says, I only have two breasts.
Copy that. Yes, you're not gonna... How are you gonna feed all these kids? I mean, sorry, but Dad, you're up. I got some text here. My dad is one of eight. Six boys in the middle. He's the oldest of the boys. Grew up in Timonium. I'm one of 30 cousins.
Yeah,
because the family's that large, everyone's going to be farting them all out. Shout out, Book U Banner. I know you, RIP Lil Peep. I'm the eldest of 10. Big families are the best. And Ariel, sweet, sweet Ariel, her too-tall husband, Tim Stretch, Tim's best friend, has like seven kids. I've lost count. Can't keep track of them. I mean, that was the whole plot behind Home Alone. They had so many freaking kids, they did a head count.
They left Kevin behind.
See, at home.
The dangers?
Child murder. Yeah, how do you do it? Let's go to Jules in Pennsylvania, the Jewel of Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are you guys?
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
You pop out a bunch of kids, or you? What's the deal?
Yeah, I have four kids, and I coach all their sports and do all the the big mom stuff. But they clean the bathroom, they make their meals, they do their thing. We don't mess around.
How's the youngest one?
She's going to be four in about a month and a half.
Okay.
Four, you're on the brink of...
Putting stuff away.
Yeah, she's going to be self-sufficient the next couple of years. So you're saying after a certain age, you basically have your own little workforce there. They do everything.
Oh, yeah. They help out with everything. And even that almost four-year-old, she helps out with as much as she possibly can.
Okay. That's a good argument. You got your own little labor force.
Yeah, you got your own little union there. Not the case in Casa del Schlegel. Nope. Let's go to... Let's go to Nick in Perry Hall. This might be the highest number yet. Your grandfather was what?
My grandfather was actually one of 21.
Show! Oh, yeah, come
for
on!
What?
Give grandma
why?
A break.
Stop
that vagina,
it.
That poor lady's vagina.
So my great-grandfather, he had two wives. The yeah. first he had 10 with, and the second 11. Like I said, my grandfather was the youngest of those 11.
God, he was putting in work, that dude. Damn.
But he was born in like 1927, so I guess it was towards the end of the Great Depression. So it was like, let's have kids to work on this farm type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see,
nothing
it was
to
different
do.
Back in the day.
You're just sitting there yeah. eating dirt soup and trying to the Depression away. You got nothing to do. That's why they call them baby boomers. Because that whole generation, you got nothing to do when the lights are out, except, you know, climb on
well,
top
that's
of
when
lawn.
Well, they all came back from the war, right?
Yeah,
and they all just started families.
Wasn't that, like, British listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, when they had to do the blackouts because of the Blitzkrieg, so the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, literally couldn't see the city, they had nothing to do in the pitch black darkness, except, you know, get your British smash on, and then the war's over, and you got 5,000 new kids with jacked up teeth.